We are proud to announce a new sponsor for this podcast, Auggie's Locker Room. Auggie's Locker Room, which is located less than a mile away from Notre Dame Stadium, was named the best Notre Dame's collectible shop in the country. This shop is amazing. If you are a passionate Notre Dame fan and are looking for that special Notre Dame piece to complete your rec room, Auggie's is the place to go. They have a wide selection of Notre Dame Stadium pieces, jerseys, helmets, autographs, and one-of-a-kind Rockne items. They have an exclusive Joe Montana signed items. If Auggie's doesn't have it in store, he will find it for you. Visit AuggiesLockerRoom.com or stop in at 1811 South Bend Avenue and see the vintage helmet display dating back to 1890. AuggiesLockerRoom.com or call 574-277-NDND.
SportsBeat AM continues with the latest in Notre Dame football recruiting. This is the Blue and Gold Illustrated Recruiting Update with Mike Singer.
Well, this guy is a busy guy going to Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. If you just go to the Notre Dame football recruiting line and click on that, and you see all the recruiting stories that Mike has posted over the last week. My goodness, I mean, story after story on Notre Dame football recruiting, and we are pleased to have Mike join us again here on SportsBeat AM to talk Notre Dame football recruiting. And I guess I'm not going to surprise you. I'm going to start with a little quarterback conversation. On the program, you have talked in the past about a quarterback that's considered a four-star, Christopher Vezina, that Notre Dame has had contact with, interested in. In fact, Notre Dame was in his final six. Well, on Tuesday today, he's going to make his college choice. And I think you've stated that it's probably going to be the Clemson Tigers. I guess my question is, Mike, is Vezina a guy that Notre Dame was interested more in early on in the process? And I'm not going to say this right, but bear with me. Have they backed off a tad bit with more significance being placed toward Dante Moore?
Morning, Darren. Yeah, first of all, Dante was offered by Notre Dame last March for Pot of Gold Day. It was him and Arch Manning who got the first offers, quarterback offers from Notre Dame in this 2023 class. Vezina got his offer from Notre Dame about 8 months later or so, 7-8 months later. So Moore was definitely the priority target from the beginning. Vezina had a fantastic junior season in Birmingham, Alabama. Really lit it up, and his stock just rose. And then it kind of felt like it was a 1A, 1B kind of situation where Notre Dame would really be thrilled with either. And I'd even, maybe it's 1A, 1B, 1C. Jackson Arnold from Texas was another key target for the Fighting Irish. And these things just typically work themselves out. I would say, and I'm not speaking for Tommy Rees here, this is just kind of my read on it. If Notre Dame was able to just handpick which one of the three between Arnold, Vezina, and Moore that it wanted, and it would have been Moore. But again, I think they would have been happy with any of those guys. It kind of worked itself out, though. Arnold picked Oklahoma, and then, you know, Notre Dame really started to heat up for Dante Moore, five-star quarterback from Detroit, Martin Luther King High School, in, you know, January, February, and then, in, you know, into March and April. It just really heated up more and more into the spring months here. And then Vezina started to trend more towards Clemson. So when I put in my prediction at On3 for Moore to choose Notre Dame in mid-February, I mean, there were people out there who thought it was, if Notre Dame was going to get Moore or Vezina, they were more likely to get Vezina than Moore. So that's just how tight it was. But at that, for me, what I was hearing was that Vezina was going to end up at Clemson, in that Moore was obviously, you know, I thought then, I still think now, that Notre Dame's going to get Dante Moore. So it just kind of worked itself out where, you know, Vezina's trending Clemson, Dante Moore's trending Notre Dame. Notre Dame's got to get him, though. Trending is nice, but you got to land him.
I noticed, looking around blueandgold.com, that some Irish fans are trying to compare Will Shipley to Dante Moore. From this standpoint, Shipley was the running back that went to Clemson, and they went all in trying to get Shipley here to Notre Dame. It didn't work out, but the Irish ended up with, you know, two really good running backs, Diggs and Estime. So now here we are. It seems like it is Dante Moore or question mark for the Fighting Irish in the class of 2023 at the quarterback position, with Vezina picking likely Clemson today. I mean, how crucial is it for Notre Dame to eventually get that commitment from Dante Moore?
Well, I'll address kind of the first part of your statement, maybe comparing this to Will Shipley. I understand that, Notre Dame fan. It's like, all right, Notre Dame put all of its eggs into one basket. If I had a nickel every time I read that from a Notre Dame fan, which it was not true. Like, hey, guys, that's not true. Notre Dame was very much still recruiting Donovan Edwards, a running back who ended up at Michigan. They were talking to Logan Diggs for months, you know, before they offered him. So it's just like not true. Like, the day after Will Shipley committed to Clemson, Notre Dame offered two other running backs that they had been in contact with. So that's not true. I would say that the Dante Moore thing feels like even more of a eggs into that basket situation. I mean, I don't know personally if what the plan is if Dante Moore doesn't end up choosing Notre Dame. I'm not hearing any buzz about that. That's not to say there isn't a plan in place if that happens, but I mean, I don't know, Darren. Like, should they, you know, potentially risk, you know, like, so that if they're telling Dante Moore, hey, you're our guy, you're the only one we're after, and that's something that Dante is really liking, and then, you know, Dante's reading a report from a guy like me that, yeah, Notre Dame's already lining up its backup plans, like, how does that land?
Sure.
So Notre Dame views Dante Moore as a program changing, you know, national championship, you know, leading quarterback, true bona fide five-star kind of guy. They're doing all they can to land him. They're pushing all their chips to the middle to land this guy. And Notre Dame fans, like, you can't have Notre Dame have all these contingencies and backup plans, but also recruit this guy literally as hard as they possibly can. Like, which one do you want? Do you want Notre Dame to line up that three-star guy that they could probably get later on? I mean, guys, it's still only April. Like, we have 8 months until national signing. There's plenty of time to find a quarterback if Dante Moore doesn't work out. Not that he's going to be at the caliber of Dante Moore, but, you know, they can still find a fine player. But wouldn't you rather want them to really go after this guy that they have a ton of conviction about? And I'm sorry, Darren, that wasn't even the question you asked. What was this? Oh, just how important Dante is. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know what obvious thing you want me to say. I mean, he's really, really important. I mean, if you want to win a national championship, as we talked about last week on the show, Darren, truck or trailer, like, which one do you want at quarterback? Do you want a truck to pull along and make your other players better? Or do you want a trailer as a quarterback where your players around him have to pull him along? I mean, which one do you want? Obviously, you want a truck at quarterback.
I know who's the truck and who's the trailer in this conversation, but I'm not going to bring that up because it'll make me look bad. All right, 16 minutes in front of the top of the hour. Mike Singer, my guest, talking Notre Dame football recruiting here on Sports Beat AM, Sports Radio 960, WSBT. And just a final thought, I think based on what I read from Irish fans, I think they are so antsy because of two things, Mike. Number one, Dante has been on campus several times, including that two-day visit, and it just feels like the Irish are close to getting him, but it hasn't happened yet. So with this being such a highly acclaimed quarterback, it just brings that extra anxiety. Had he not visited yet, I don't think the intensity would be as bad right now, Mike, but I just think the fact that Notre Dame fans have heard about this guy for a long time, he's been on campus several times, the two-day visit recently, I think that's leading to all the anxiety. Plus, they just desperately want a high-end quarterback to come to this program, and they've been disappointed in the past.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
I get it. I get it, Notre Dame fans. You are nervous. I'm with you. I mean, it's a nervy recruitment to follow, especially since we thought there's a possibility that after that two-day visit, you know, he might decide, hey, this recruiting process is just wearing on me. I mean, I'm a five-star quarterback with, you know, dozens of schools after me, and it's just tiring. If this is where I want to be, let's go ahead and end it. That's not what. I mean, I never say never, but it seems like he is going to take all his official visits, stretch this thing out until, you know, June or July or so, and, you know, really take his time with this thing. So that's going to cause more anxiety and panic for Notre Dame fans. I mean, look, I feel that Notre Dame is the leader. Let's just use common sense here, Darren. If Notre Dame is the team to beat right now for Dante Moore, when would you want him to commit? Right now or in 2 months? Obviously, you'd want him to commit sooner, because if he's going to commit to a school in the next week, then it would be Notre Dame. If again, Notre Dame is the leader. But if he takes five official visits, maybe takes a couple unofficial visits, so he visits about 7-8 schools or so, then that opens the door for more programs to, you know, change his mind. Just more things can happen. So, yeah, this thing goes into the summer. I still believe Notre Dame is going to end up landing him. I do believe the Fighting Irish should be one of those five official visits, but you just aren't as sure in that scenario.
I like all the options except decommitting on signing day. Everything else is fine with me. Hey, give me a thought on a guy who is a four-star running back in Jabran Payne, who has been looking at the University of Notre Dame. What's his story, Mike?
Yeah, so it's interesting, Darren. He, big-time back, I'll try to make this as quick as possible. He was big-time back as a sophomore. I mean, Alabama, Florida, tons of offers. And then injuries as a junior, injuries as a senior. So stock kind of dropped. He ended up committing to Indiana, a school that wasn't even his top five, before the start of his senior season. Running backs coach for the Hoosiers, Deland McCullough. And then, of course, Payton signs with Indiana. McCullough ends up leaving for Notre Dame. Payne just didn't have the same connections with anyone else on the Indiana coaching staff. A good lesson and commit to a school, not a staff. So then he just didn't really feel comfortable at Indiana. The Hoosiers did the right thing, gave him his release out of his NIL right away. You know, Payne's in contact with Marcus Freeman, who he knew when Freeman was at Cincinnati. And Payne is a Cincinnati kid who goes to LaSalle High School, one of the top programs in the state of Ohio. Payne took official visits to Kentucky and Notre Dame last week. I like Notre Dame to land him. I don't really think it's even a big discussion, to be honest. I mean, I think it'll happen here pretty soon, and it looks good for Notre Dame.
Mike, your best guess, the second half of April, will the Irish pick up a commitment or two?
Yes. Yes. If we're counting Payne, then you know, I think that one looks good for Notre Dame. Okay. I still, you know, like Notre Dame for Braylon James, a four-star receiver from Texas. And then the sheer amount of big-time talent Notre Dame has visiting Darren for the spring game. I mean, you know, there could be a commitment out of there. So my projection, if we're including Payne in this, is 1, 2, 3. So you know, anywhere between 1 and 3, I could see popping for the Irish this month.
Okay, very good. And I have a feeling we'll be talking about the spring game and some of the visitors next week when you join me here on SportsBeat AM on WSBT Radio. But right now, why don't you give our listeners a little idea what they should expect today, tomorrow, the next few days at Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com.
Oh, man. Yeah, recruiting coverage, tons of it, Darren. I mean, you can tell the folks about, you know, you're talking off air, the amount of content we're putting up. I mean, a lot of recruiting coverage going up blueandgold.com. You got visitors, All sorts of recruiting insights. So, our team is actually, I think, at practice right now as we're recording this, covering that. So we'll have tons of takeaways and whatnot from, the media availability from this practice on Tuesday. So definitely head to the site and check it all out. $1 for 1 year premium access. This is the best deal you'll ever see across any of these sites, $1 for a year. You break that down cost per day. Good luck with that math. It's not a bad deal.
No, it is what, not.
A third of a penny or something? I mean, come on.
I didn't go to Notre Dame, so I can't do those math problems. I'm going to have to rely on you for those, that's for sure. Hey, Mike, good catching up with you. Great knowledge, as always. It's going to be fascinating to see how this quarterback story wraps up. But there are many more stories to cover, and we'll continue to do that in our segments. And, of course, you'll be writing about them at blueandgold.com, and we will talk to you next week.
All righty. Sounds good, Darren. Have a good one.
You too. Mike Singer, Recruiting Insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike T. Singer.